more healing to have been in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ than have been here this morning. The rule throughout eternity is going to be the love of God. There won't be an adversary. You won't have to struggle against sin every day. There won't be anybody with an army to steal, kill, and destroy in your life, to take taxes from you, to take what you've worked for, to steal your health, to hurt you. No character assassination. No division among people. No hurts in families. We're going to spend eternity with the Father showing us kindness as He knows to show it. I think it's Ephesians 2:7. Maybe some of you remember better than I do, but it says that in the ages to come, that's both the Lord's day after we're gathered together in the third heaven and earth, which is unending glory, it will take Him that period of time to show us the exceeding riches of His grace in kindness to us in Christ. That's my favorite verse in the Bible. And the rule in eternity is going to be the love of God. God is what?
Love.
That's right. And today we can show it in part with our ability that we have in our spiritual DNA. It's written within our spirit. So when we go to His Word and we put on the mind of Christ, we can learn to think like our Father thinks. And then to that degree, we can manifest it. And Jesus Christ said of His disciples, He said, I leave you with a commandment, love like I loved you. And by this all men shall know you're My disciples. They were no different than you and me. They put on their tunics and sandals just like we do. They got up every morning, and you could just read about their lives. They were not perfect men. They were just like you and me. And when you look at the book of Acts, it's not the Acts of the Apostles, it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit. When we just walk in love, it's always there. Look at how Peter changed in such a short period of time. From being behind closed doors for fear of the Jews to standing up in the temple that day and spoke the word of God. You murdered Him, and He's the one. And it wasn't too long before that, he was scared to death. As, you know, he had denied Him 6 times before the cock crowed twice. Really something. They'll know you by your love one to another. Who can remember from the weekend, why were we called?
We were called in one body.
Called in one body. But why did God call us?
The glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
So that we could obtain the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to acquire the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why God called us. It says in Hebrews, I think, that He could have taken stones and made them sons if He wanted to. Well, it came pretty close in my case. But by His great grace and His love and His mercy, we're what we are. And it's because of the love of our Father. And if we'll just show that love like you guys have here, it just heals people. They see something because it just doesn't exist anywhere else. And without the Word, you'd never have anything to go on. But when you take the Word and the Spirit and in balance make them part of your life, you can't help but exude the love of God. It says that we're not to owe anyone anything but to love one another. Jesus Christ was our example. We can love as He loved. He laid His life down. So whatever category, if we see a brother have need and financially help them, You can speak words to them. You can counsel with them. You can minister healing to them. You can edify them with interpretation and prophecy. You can prosper in your business. I mean, it's all in the package. He gave us the Word and He gave us His Spirit that we can profit with godly profit. And the love of God is how it works. It's not something you covet after. It's a body, as Christ is one body. And we're members in particular of that body. And we're to have the same care one for another. The same care. We're to be distracted for one another and the needs that we have in our lives. That's our ministry. Whether you put a name on it or a heading is insignificant. Take a look at Ephesians chapter 4. It's pretty simple. I remember the foundational class when Dr. Wirbel used to teach it. He was teaching the keys to how you live. You get born again. You renew your mind to who you are in Christ. And then you just live love. And that's it. You just live. Live love. In Ephesians 4, it says, verse 1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you, beseech you, lovingly plead with you. Oh, won't you please? Would be one way to say it. Walk worthy of the calling. The word vocation is calling, wherewith you are called. How on earth could you ever walk worthy of the calling that our Father gave us to obtain the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, you're going to have bodies just like His. You're going to be glorified as a joint heir with Him throughout eternity. You're going to reign with Him throughout eternity. You're going to see a third heaven and earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. No sin, no devil, no more sorrow, no more sickness, no more death, no more crying. I don't know what my wife will do. All things are going to be made new again, the way God intended it to be. And the rule in that day will be the love of God. I can't imagine what life would be like without unbelievers, without devil spirits, without corrupt darkness of this world, but life the way God intended it to be in the first place. It was paradise when He put it here in the first place, wasn't it? Everything worked the way He wanted it to, until man got deceived with words. Yesterday I was sharing when God says of the third heaven, the earth, He said, I'm going to make all things new again. And my word's true and faithful. End of story. His word is true and faithful. And we opened up the weekend talking about, didn't I give you all of my counsel and tell you the end from the beginning? That's quite a God. That's our Father. And He shared His spiritual DNA with us. We're called children of God, but it calls sons of God too, and they're used for different purposes. When He wants to show the dignity and the heart and the what else would you call it? In the relationship. Children, you know, you got children. But when He says sons, it's just like when doctor would say to me, son, and I just almost melt just because of the love that was there. That's the way He uses it in the Word. It's not sexist. Oh, my goodness. He wants us to walk worthy in a manner that's appropriate, in a balance. Axios is the word. But He wants us to walk like what we were called. We were called to the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then what ought to we manifest in this life? All of His accomplishments. Instead of being occupied with our sins, we ought to be occupied in our access to the Father without any sense of sin, guilt, or condemnation. We ought to just live in that righteousness. We ought to live in that love, that forgiveness, that redemption, that sanctification, that holiness. What degree could you possibly get to make you holy? He made us holy and as blameless as the Lamb who died for us. The same word is used for the purity of the Passover lamb. It's used for us as a result of what he did. That's how our Father sees us. And he says we're before him. And it's not a preposition. It's a word that means in his sight. It's like, We're before him, holy and without blame. And in his love, he made us his sons, his kids, as doctor used to say. The object of his affection. And that's how we learn how to love, is from our Father. He provides for us liberally all things to enjoy. He gave us this wonderful calling in Christ. It starts with riches of grace. It ends with riches of glory forever and ever and ever. And the gathering together is just the opening event. Isn't that the amazing thing? We don't, you know, eternity's kind of an enigma. It's like a puzzle. She loves puzzles. They drive me crazy. But he just like, were any of you in grade school, do they still do assemblies and you have to perform for the whole student body? You know, you stand behind the curtain and then they start. Sometimes you'd sneak out and take a peek and, oh my God, look at all those people. He just pulled back the curtain of eternity and said, well, you're just going to be glorified together with Christ. You're just going to have a body like his. I'm going to take every little molecule that made you who you are, and the essence of who you are is going to get up with a new body and better brains. And you're going to ascend with him and all those things, just like he ascended, just like he sat down at his right hand. You cannot separate Christ from his body. And I don't think people get it. We are one body with Christ. It's just not an expression. We're as he is. We're members in particular. And it's just not a figure to express, you know, we work together. We're a body with Christ. Always will be. Forever and ever and ever. And as members in particular, we all have something that we can give to one another to show that care. Just the love you've touched my life with today, I won't forget. It's healed me this morning. It doesn't matter if it's in song or if it's in manifestations. Somebody did the setup. Somebody did the food. I mean, it's everybody has a part. Just the joy of seeing the kids, the simplicity, just all of it. That's the body of Christ. We have the same care. We're distracted for one another. We go out our way to have the same care for each other. That's in our DNA. And as we lead our thoughts to who we are in Christ, it just starts pouring out. I'm serious. I'd love to have this music so I can post it on. I've got a web page called Speak to Me, Father, and it has the teachings from the weekend. So if you didn't get to come, you can always go on there and just hit a button and listen to the teachings from the different weekends. It's got the articles I write, and it's got some. I'd like to have it accessible to people so they could have this music too. Anytime I find something I think is beneficial, I stick it on there for folks. And we also have a prayer thing. I got about 100 and some people that if anybody has a prayer request, they've made a commitment to pray for people. And they do. And they're wonderful. And you can join too. You can join to pray, or if you have a need, you can put it on there. And we pray for them for about a week. So anyway, we're to walk worthy or in a balance with the calling that God called us with. The word lowliness in verse 2 It's humility to God. And the word meekness indicates humility to one another with long suffering. We just put up with each other. You know, we see more, but we see less. That's a choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know how you deal with people's shortcomings? You overlook them. You just choose not to focus on that. The word says we don't know any man after the flesh anymore, not even Christ. How do we know him then? Spiritually. We know the new man. We know what it says. And then we endeavor to believe that with one another and edify one another to get there, to manifest it. With long suffering, bearing with, forbearing, putting up, bearing with one another in what?
Love.
That's the only way the body works, is in love. Without love, it doesn't matter if you have 12 manifestations. It just doesn't work. The Corinthians went through it. Chapter 13 in Corinthians is stuck in there after the manifestations and ministries because there just wasn't the love. And when you don't have the love, the individual's not profited. And when the individual's not profited, others don't see the love. They don't see what Christ wanted us to see. They'll know you by your love. If you got nothing else, have love. It's the greatest. And then it says, endeavoring to guard the unity, and this is a genitive, it's a language construction. It's the unity that proceeds from the Spirit. And we do it in the bond of peace. And that bond is the end of strife. It's the unity that Christ made. And we keep it in the bond of peace. Not trying to start fights all the time, pit people against each other. And then you get to the 7 points. These are the only 7 things you got to agree on with any other Christian. And what's it says? There's how many bodies?
One.
One body. How many spirits?
One
spirit. Even as you're called in, one hope of your calling. There's one Lord Jesus Christ. One right way of believing. One baptism with his Spirit. One God and Father of all is above all, through all, and in you all. And unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of what? Every single one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, male and female, bond and free, we've all got the same measure. You're never going to get any more. It's the same power that raised Christ from the dead, and you're God's habitation by that Spirit. Wow! Just live that way. Just show your DNA. Live up to your potential. You get over to verse 15. Speak the truth in love. And that helps you to grow up into Christ in all things, which is the head, Christ. From whom the whole body is fit together, compacted by what every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, makes increase of the body, under the edifying of itself in love. That's the only way the body works. When Christ comes back, that'll be the norm. That'll be the standard. And every one of us will live up to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. If we want to know the fullness of God today, if you read, somebody read me the verse in Ephesians 3, in the prayer. It's down about the 3rd, 4th verse from the end of the prayer, end of chapter 3.
Fullness of 17.
The fullness of God.
That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God.
There it is. How are you filled with all the fullness of God? It's by knowing the love of Christ. There's nothing beyond it. That's it. You want a goal in life? Live love. Just live love. Every need will be supplied. Every heart will be mended. Every rupture be put back together. Every disease will be healed. Live love. You'll know the fullness of God when you love with the love of Christ. When you sing, it comes out in it. When you teach, it'll come out in it. When you just touch somebody with the love of God, it heals. Just being in their presence is healing. That's what we want to do. That's all I got, Merrily. And I just want to thank Nathan and Merrily for having me down to teach. I hope I get to come back sometime. And if I haven't met you in the face and introduced myself, be sure you shake hands or give me a holy kiss afterwards.
Did you have anything else, Merrily?
No. Anybody else have anything they wanted to share? Any of you that were in the weekend?
Well, no, everybody will speak at once.
I know for me, I think I said to a couple of people that I always looked at the hope pretty much as the trump, the gathering together. I never really saw beyond it. You know, so when you were teaching about the New Jerusalem and what it would look like and the jewels and the streets of gold like glass, and I just never went that far. I was so thrilled because, like you said, that's just the opening. That's the beginning of eternity. That's just the beginning step of being gathered together in the clouds, but then there's so much more because we have eternity to be with each other and to love, and we won't have the, I can't even imagine being in a world where there's no conflict, where there's nothing to overcome.
No bill to pay.
You know, so for me, that was just huge. It just, it made my anticipation of the hope much more fervent.
Yeah, this is about as close as it gets until then. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, one thing, you know, people asked about the new body, and each of us could probably just, you know, God doesn't just say this word, but when God talks about a new body, it, like Gerald Duke mentioned, Jesus Christ was seen in his body. It's not like he was an angel or it wasn't tangible, you know. And the only thing I can really picture, I'm sure it's way bigger than this, but young or old, you know, whatever age we are, we feel in here, we're not going to have an ache. We're not going to have a muscle spasm. We're not going to need that little pill saying, oh, that will help my head. Or something.
It doesn't matter to these kids yet.
That screams some things.